Well, we are getting a little misty-eyed here inside the film room because it is time for our last position. I'm Beau Wolf. That's Greg Cosell from NFL Films, the senior producer. And Greg, let's get to it. The last position, safety. We'll start with Landon Collins, the man who everybody believes will be the first safety off the board. If you're looking for versatility, he may not be your guy, but in terms of a box safety, he's as good as it gets.
Yeah, and I think with safeties, Bo, you have to decide. Every team decides how they want to use safeties. And ideally, you want interchangeable safeties, safeties that can play in the box and that can play deep. You don't always find those guys. Landon Collins is not a safety you can play on the back end. Landon Collins is a box player. He can probably play in a half-field situation in zone. He's good against the run. He's a downhill player. But Landon Collins has limitations as a safety. So when you draft him, you have to know what he is and what he's not. Now, to me, and I watch an awful lot of Landon Collins because he's, I guess, to some degree a polarizing player.
And because you watch the tape.
There you go. And I know in Philly, everybody's looking for another safety. I don't think that he's that interchangeable guy that theoretically the Eagles are looking for. And the more I watched him, the more I felt that he's not as good a prospect, for instance, as Dion Buchanan, who came out last year from Washington State.
Yep.
And basically played dime linebacker for the Cardinals this year and played it very well. My sense is Collins would have to start in that kind of role.
Okay, well, let's move on to a Philly kid, since we're talking about Philadelphia. Chestnut Hill Academy's Ibrahim Campbell once played kickball with Fran Duffy, but now he went to Northwestern where he was a four-year starter, and we'll see him actually covering one-on-one against Ty Montgomery from Stanford.
And I think you could make the argument that Campbell's a very similar player to Collins, maybe even a little smoother in his movements than Collins, but essentially he's a downhill player. But I thought, watching the tape on Campbell, I thought he was a little bit better on the back end. So Campbell, I think, is a little more versatile overall than Collins, maybe not as powerful playing downhill, but I think he gives you a little more in how he can be used than Landon Collins.
Also not as big, not as explosive an athlete. So there's a give and take.
There's a give and take, of course.
All right, well, let's talk about Jaquaski Tart from Samford here, who only played 1 year of football in high school. That's why he went to Samford, was not a big recruit. But he's got really prototypical size and movement ability. Do you think that he could be a better player, really, in college, in the NFL than he was in college?
I do. And I think the thing with him is, what everybody will point to is level of competition, and that's obviously valid. He's not playing in the SEC. He's not playing against a high-level athlete. So all you can do is look at Tart's attributes and watch the film.
And he was productive, though. He was a three-time all-conference player, three-year starter, 6'1", 221. So he played well. He just didn't get to play in the SEC.
Correct. And he's a guy, again, big kid, 220, plays downhill, good tackler, which is very rare for college safeties. I thought he did a very good job of breaking down on balance and tackling in space. Good range for a safety because he runs well. Obviously not perfect as a back-end safety in terms of transition and change of direction, but I think Tart is a kid that's going to get better and better in the NFL. I think there were some similarities to Jonathan Cyprian when he came out a couple years ago and was a second-round pick. I think Tart has some similarities style-wise to Cyprian.
All right, well, let's talk about one of the players who I think the more you watch him on tape, the more you like him.
You are right.
That's Demaryius Randall from Arizona State. Two-year starter there, came from Mesa Community College, junior college, actually. And we see him here covering Nick Boyle, the tight end from Delaware. But Randall is a player who sort of does have that versatility, that interchangeability that you're looking for.
No question, because you can line him up over the slot, too. He has corner movement. He has the physicality to play downhill. Not big. I mean, not a 220-pound guy.
5'11", 196 was his combine weigh-in.
But there's a guy, I believe, that he's a back-end safety in this league. Because when you look at safeties, Bo, what you're really looking for is you want to see if a guy can play half field. You want to see if he can play single high. You want to see if he can come down and play the run and tackle.
Right.
And you want to see if he can play man-to-man. And Randall checks all those boxes. Now, he's not quite Earl Thomas, but I think when you're looking for a safety that checks all the boxes and can fill the role that you're looking for as an interchangeable safety, Randall does that.
And you think you could even line him up in nickel?
I think you can line him up in the slot as well because he has corner movement. There's a quick twitch nature to him. He's a twitchy kid with sudden movement.
Okay, well, let's talk about another player who is productive but undersized, Daron Smith from Fresno State, only 5'10", 200, but he had 15 interceptions in his college career.
I think he's a lot like Randall. I think Smith is another guy you can check the boxes.
Okay.
Now, again, would you like him to be a little bit bigger? And that means something. I'm not saying that doesn't mean there'll be teams that might look at him.
But that's why he's a mid-round pick.
Perhaps.
Right.
We'll see when the draft happens. But you would certainly like him to be a little bigger, but I think he in some ways is like Randall. I mean, when I watch tape of him at Fresno State, I can't tell you how many plays he shot gaps and made plays in the backfield in the run game. And he's got good movement on the back end. So Smith and Randall, to me, are the two best safeties in this draft if you're looking for an interchangeable safety. Now, again, it depends on your defense.
Right.
But if that's the way you want to play defense, then I think that Smith and Randall fit that more than any other safeties in this draft.
All right, another player who sort of has that interchangeability, maybe the next tier of player, is Jordan Richards from Stanford. And at a position where instincts and knowledge is so important, he's a player who was a 3.5-year starter, team captain. He checks those boxes.
Yeah, and he's a player that's really fun to watch. He knows how to play. He knows what he's looking at. He's a guy, the reason why he's not going to be a higher pick is because when you see him on the back end, he's not exactly what you want.
Right.
But he's a guy, you know, I could see someone like Bill Belichick looking at Jordan Richards and saying, he's a really good player because we can use him in these two roles, and he's going to do that really, really well. So he's a player, Jordan Richards from Stanford, that if you know exactly what he is, you define his role, I think he can be a productive player for you. Not a guy who's going to play 70 snaps a game, but if you use him 20, 25 snaps in a specific role, I think Jordan Richards can be a very good player.
All right, there are a pair of Louisville safeties in this draft class, and entering the class, people thought Gerard Holloman would be the first one to go. I think he's a case of the more you watch, the less you like. Maybe not the case for James Sample, who transferred from Washington, started for 1 year at Louisville alongside Holloman, and I think Sample's the better prospect.
And went to high school with Shaq Thompson.
There you go.
I think Sample has traits you look for in a safety that you might feel can do both, play on the back end and play downhill. He's better playing closer to the line of scrimmage, so your concern would be on the back end. But I think he's an aggressive kid. He's an attacking kid. I think he's got the mindset and competitiveness you look for at the safety position. As I said, the big concern with Sample is how you feel about him as a back-end safety. And he did not play hardly any man-to-man at all in Louisville's defense.
And he is a little taller, but also pretty slender.
6'2", right.
I think 208.
Right.
All right, let's talk about Adrian Amos from Penn State, who does have that coverage ability. Played cornerback for 1.5 years at Penn State, then moved to safety. 6'2", 220, I believe. So he's got some of the things you're looking for at that position.
He played in the slot this year as well, even as a safety. So he has done all that. He is a very big, athletic kid. I think Amos is a kid that will intrigue a lot of teams, Bo, because of his movement and his skill set. Because, as you said, he's played corner. There are some people who I talk to that believe he should line up at corner and you should make him a corner because he's got that kind of movement ability for a bigger guy.
Right.
Obviously, he'd be a big corner. But as a safety, I think he does check a lot of the boxes, and it would not surprise me to see him get drafted higher than he's been talked about over these last couple of months.
Yeah, I like Amos a little bit. Yeah. All right. Second to last player we're ever going to talk about here on the Film Room, Greg.
Ever?
Chris Hackett from TCU.
Chris Hackett is kind of a rangy, lanky safety who does come up and play in the box, but he's not particularly physical doing that. He's one of those guys that throws himself at ball carriers to tackle, so you're concerned about that in the NFL. That doesn't work. But I think he ran a poor 40 time at the combine, improved it greatly at his pro day. I think he does have enough range to play the back end. Pretty good ball skills, but there are some limitations in his game. You're not real comfortable with him up in the box.
All right, Greg, our final player. We close it out with Curtis Drummond from Michigan State. And if you're looking for a player who is comfortable playing in a very good defense, Curtis Drummond, certainly that was the All-Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year, 2.5-year starter. Very good player. What do you see from Drummond?
Yeah, I think Drummond and Hackett are in some ways similar. I think Drummond's a little better overall player playing downhill. Again, not necessarily a guy that's going to lay out and hit you hard,
right,
but I think he tackles a little bit better than Hackett. I think he can play the back end. Hackett's probably a little better, a little rangier in his movement than Drummond. You can see the different build,
yes,
when we first saw Hackett and then saw Drummond. Drummond is a little bit heftier kind of guy, but pretty good movement. Safeties like that, I think, those guys, they're not great in one particular area, so they you talked about Drummond playing on a very good defense. He'd have to be part of a good defense,
right,
in the NFL, which is why he's not a guy you're going to draft in the first two rounds. He doesn't have that overall skill set where you say, wow, he can come in and be an impact player. But he'll get drafted, and he could end up being an NFL starter.
All right, well, that'll do it for our look at the safeties in the entire draft class. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. We thank you for watching all draft season long here in the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.